How can we support someone we know that's suffering? How can we be there for them and help them through a difficult time? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean with another steaming bowl of spiritual Irish stew. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link is in the description. There's lots of exclusive content there, including a new 10-minute shorter Camise guided meditation with bells, some music, some personal behind-the-scenes sharings that I'll be uploading this weekend. Please do check it out. It's only £5 a month, and I think that's 7 of your American dollars. It would mean a great deal to have your support. Emily did, and now she's being thanked by me in the podcast. Thanks for becoming a supporter, Emily. Wishing you peace and happiness. Also, if you're in the north of England and you're into mindfulness, and I'm assuming you are, then check out the Manchester Mindfulness Festival coming up in October. The link is in the description. They have some great speakers. I've spoken at it in the past, so please do check it out. On New Year's Eve of 2017, Bob, a resident of Michigan, stepped outside one cold evening in his long johns and slippers to get some firewood when he slipped on the ice just outside the door. He had a very bad fall, broke his neck, and was completely paralyzed. The temperature was below freezing, and he knew he was in serious trouble. No one was going to see him from the street. No one except for his golden retriever, Kelsey, who had come outside to see why he was taking so long. Understanding that he was in trouble, Kelsey didn't go looking for help, because of course people can't understand dogs and this isn't a Lassie film. Instead, Kelsey lay down where Bob was and kept him warm. He didn't run off to try and do something, he stayed with him for 20 hours, even when Bob lost consciousness. A neighbour of Bob's called Rick came round to his house to borrow some eggs from his chicken coop. That Rick, always borrowing eggs. He was able to get an ambulance out, and not only was Bob's life saved, but he was able to walk again. I've said before in the podcast that we can learn a lot from dogs when it comes to mindfulness. Kelsey didn't need to fix Bob's neck, as hilarious as the idea of a dog doing surgery is. He didn't need to drag him to the hospital. He only needed to be there for him. His full presence was enough. When someone we know is struggling, we can sometimes feel like we need to fix their problems for them, like we need to do something. I know from the emails that come in that there's men that listen to the podcast, and this is sometimes how we react to someone who's suffering, because we don't always feel comfortable simply being there for someone. It can feel more natural fixing someone's faucet for them than allowing someone to open their heart to you. So how do we be there for someone who's suffering? The most important thing is to listen without judgment. We don't even have to say anything to be present. Sometimes it's better to be silent, breathe, and allow someone to empty their heart. And that can be hard because we feel we need to speak, we need to say the right thing to comfort someone. But you don't have to speak to be comforting. The compassion of your genuine presence, your full awareness, is enough. But when you speak, you can recognize their suffering. You recognize the validity of how they feel about their situation. And that's a trap we fall into sometimes. We want to tell people it's not so bad, or this is how I see it. But to be there for someone when they're suffering, you can acknowledge what they're experiencing, even if it's different to what you're experiencing in that situation. A friend of mine a long time ago was worried about his marriage. He tried to talk to other people, but they told him, "Don't worry about it, it's fine, you're being silly." He didn't need to be told that his fears were legitimate, but he did need someone to recognize that he was suffering and anxious. And last but not least, make sure that the person suffering wants advice before you give it to them. I say that coming from a long line of people who give unsolicited advice. I think it's a very Irish thing to see yourself as an oracle of wisdom when someone else is having a problem. I mean, look at me, I literally have a podcast telling people how to practice mindfulness. But not everyone is looking for advice. Some people just need to share how they feel with someone they trust. And that person is you, because you're a good person. Deep listening, as we call it in the practice, is one of Thich Nhat Hanh, or Thai as we call him, one of Thai's mindfulness trainings, and is the foundation of compassion. When we really listen with all of our being, with all of our awareness, we understand the suffering of others, and that drives us to make the world a better place. Thai described deep listening as like diffusing a bomb, and if that's true, that makes us the bomb squad. So let's go out there and give it a try this week. Work on your peace with your practice, work on your calmness, and see if you can notice someone who's suffering and give them your whole ear, your full awareness. Because being there for each other is how we can change the world for the better. Kelsey, the golden retriever that saved Bob by just being there, was a stray that Bob took in. So let's be there for each other right now with a visualization guided meditation. I'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start, as we always do, by bringing our beginner's mind to our posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge in your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just sitting for a moment with each thought as it arises. That might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. Could be a happy thought about today. Or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought without judgment, allowing it to leave, and then gently bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath grows slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I see myself as a flower. Breathing out, I feel fresh. Flower, fresh. Breathing in, I see myself as a mountain. Breathing out, I feel solid. Mountain, solid. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I reflect the world as it truly is. Still water, reflecting. Breathing in, I see myself as empty space. Breathing out, I feel free. Space, free. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas that might have become stiff or sore, and giving them a bit of a rub if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.